gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Why?
Tell me why.
I don't like Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on a Monday. Is it true we don't like Mondays? Yeah, it's true we don't like Mondays. We hate Mondays. Effing Mondays. But we're here anyway. Welcome to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. If you're anywhere near a computer, you can watch us live on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Scott LV. Lots to talk about today. Lots going on over the weekend. Of course, some sad news that we're going to get rid of the 800-pound elephant. We're going to talk about that first. But first, welcome my co-host for the last 7 years, Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Johnny, what's happening, my man? Very tough day
you know,
for everyone.
Everybody's
had
a little bit of sleep, and it was a big sports weekend as well as everything else that's been going on. So, you know, if you want to start, we can start with your opinions about what happened yesterday at the Route 91. You've got certainly a take on it.
Well, I did a little investigative reporting. I'm not one to believe all the hype or the conspiracy theorists, if you will. I just think this is a terrible case of an older gentleman who probably racked up some gambling debts and was
I never heard that until you started talking about that.
Yeah, he's a big bettor here in town, and what he did last night was absolutely horrendous and really unnecessary.
Also joining us, former Major League Baseball pitcher Josh Towers to talk about baseball, and the playoffs are coming up. Josh, I know you actually were there with your family last night.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, we were there last night. It's actually a couple of my closest friends on the planet from home in California, my cousin and her friend. And then, you know, Vegas is a small community, so you walk around, you bump into somebody you know every 20 feet. So a lot of family and friends, man. It's unfortunate. I left an hour before the shooting-ish about that. They stayed. The phone calls and stuff that happened afterwards were, you know, something I'm sure I'll never forget, but not nearly what everybody experienced. So that was something completely unfortunate, man.
Also joining us in studio, author, rock and roll star, nightclub owner, and all-around good guy, P. Moss, author of this book, Vegas Tabloid, which is the book out now?
Yes, came out today.
On Amazon and...
Anywhere books are sold. Anywhere fine
they sell books
are
books
sold.
Somewhere.
They are
fine
selling
books.
Books
are
yes,
sold.
Yes, they are.
About Jimmy Dodd. And this is in the tradition of the hard-boiled detective story, kind of a Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler kind of a book. But you're an interesting guy with everything else. And what's your take on what happened? I know you're in the community. You're pretty deeply.
I don't know. I mean, my take is, you know, probably as valid as anybody else's. But all night, all day, it's just been nothing but, you know, texts and emails and calls from friends, you know, all around the world. Are you okay? Are you and your family okay? Even people in town, friends that are here in town are saying, are you okay? Because, you know, they don't know. You don't know where anybody is in town. And you know, 58 people is what I heard at the last count. And, you know, maybe it's more by now. But, you know, who knows? You may or may not know some of these people, but you probably know somebody who does. So it touches everyone.
This guy next to you is who had me worried. Jeffrey with a G decided to go to sleep early last night for a change. And I was texting him and calling him. And what happened was I was on Facebook for a change. Shocker, I know. And I was looking up, and there's a broadcaster that I've been friends with for a number of years named Forbes Riley, who was actually, she was at the Foundation Room at Mandalay Bay, up on top on the balcony, going live. And all of a sudden she says, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I'm watching a mass shooting. And her video wound up being used by the news stations, but that's how I found out about it. Then, of course, I went to NBC and turned on the news and was compelled to watch it till about 4 in the morning and get the whole story. Because at first it started with, there was two people shot.
Right.
And then there was 20 and, you know, 40 and it kept escalating. Well, and the video was just...
horrendous.
Horrendous to watch. Yeah. And, you know, we all have our opinions about it. You know, I'm kind of glad that it wasn't... a religious related kind of a thing, because then that would just, to me, would spread more hate. And I think that, you know, there's too much hate going on in the world already without some religious fanatic being responsible for this. You know, to me, it just gets down to mental illness. For whatever reason, any of this stuff happens in any city, in any place in the world, you know, whether it's politics, your hatred of politics, your hatred of religion, your hatred of each other, your hatred of casinos, it just comes down to that, and I think it's mental illness. So I don't, you know, we've talked about, you know, more security for guns and more metal detectors in hotels as they check in, but that's not gonna solve anything. If somebody's gonna go crazy, they're gonna go crazy. Yeah. It could be a machete, it could be a knife, it could be anything.
Explosive, whatever.
So yeah. Unfortunately, it happened here in our city, but Vegas is a strong city. I think Metro did a phenomenal job.
And the first responders were absolutely amazing. They saved hundreds and hundreds of lives.
I heard that they were at the door within 2 minutes of the shooting with explosives to knock the door down and get in.
I don't know if it was that quick. He was shooting for a while.
He definitely was shooting for a while, man. I mean, you saw all the videos and you hear the timing of what it was. Yeah. We had it on the on the scanner at home when I got the call.
You're the tenth person who told me that there's an app.
Yeah, we were listening to it live, and it actually worked out well because my wife and I were able to. I had my family and friends that were there on the phone, so I was actually able to tell them where he's at. As I'm talking to them about where they're hiding, and I'm trying to get my buddy to come down so he can find my cousin and her friends, or he can get them safe because they had a room at Excalibur, and she was at Green Valley Ranch. So the scanner actually worked out well, and then it let you know everything that was going on. They knew his name and his address in Mesquite within minutes, and they were already sending people to his house there. So I mean, it was crazy, but the scanner thing actually worked out really well because
I heard
it kinda gave
people say that they use this app, scanner.
It's unbelievable,
and you could listen to the police scanner
There's a scanner app on the iPhone?
There is. And I mean, it was crazy because you're getting called. They're getting calls like every second about, hey, there's a shooting at this hotel. They're shooting at Bellagio. And then they had to go in and check. There's no shooting
right
here.
There was two other
shootings. There was so much going on that you actually thought that it was like something set up where there was setting
like coordinated
diversions for something else. I mean, it was unbelievable. But they did. I mean, his smoke detector goes off because of the gunshots, and that's how they found him. So they were up there within seconds after
that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's how they ended up getting him, knowing where he's at, actually.
That's amazing.
It was unbelievable.
Well, again, the whole thing I think is mental illness.
Depression, mental illness. He certainly had revenge on his mind in some way.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part of the story that he had a big gambling debt and a loss, a slip and fall.
There was, I heard talks about like his neighbors back home saying he gambled all night every night. His brother said that he had plenty of money and he liked to play video poker. I mean,
this is a guy who's betting $100 a hand on video poker.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He racked up some pretty big debts here in town. Josh mentioned earlier, I think there was a lawsuit against Cosmo. I heard one against MGM. And I can't say it's a coincidence that that case was dismissed 3 years ago tomorrow to the day.
Anyway, I saw our general manager, Tony Bonici, in the hallway before the show. And Lotus Broadcasting has raised over $1 million so far for the Las Vegas Victims Fund. You can go to any Lotus website, and you'll find the Las Vegas Victims Fund. It's a GoFundMe account. They've raised over $1 million so far. So I know that there's blood drives that are going on town.
Tons of blood drives.
So as a community, we've got together, to help everybody that needs help. This is going to go on, for a couple of weeks. People are going to be traumatized in weeks to follow. So
I would think so.
Yeah, they're setting up things all over that you can go in and actually sit down and speak with somebody to get to talk because, what's going to come along the future. I mean, you're watching people get shot. Trampling over people. You got blood on you from somebody else. You got bullets hitting the stage and then bouncing and hitting you. I mean, the folks that were, in the front line of this, they're going to have a tough one, it sounds like. So, I mean, they Vegas has done a great job. They got things set up all over to help out, which is amazing. That's right. We have so much negative media that, this shows you that there's so much more positive out there.
Absolutely. My 19-year-old goddaughter was there last night with her friends, and she said she saw more people getting trampled trying to get out. It was unbelievable, and they stayed in their car for half an hour because they couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, they were saying within minutes the whole barricade was already down.
People
kicked it down. People were jumping over it. You were either jumping over that or you were jumping over somebody.
Correct. So...
Well, anyway, we're going to have a ton of comments. We're going to try and get to everybody's. So, anyway, we're resilient as a community. We're strong as a city. And thank you to everybody from the first responders and everybody that's been helping out. It's gonna be a recovery period. But, we're going to be okay. These things happen all over the world.
My guys in my industry, all my chefs out there, are putting together food drives to feed the people at the blood banks, at Metro, at the hospitals. So, guys, keep doing what you're doing. Very proud to be part of the food and beverage industry here.
And I'm sure the Double Down will be doing something with their specialty cocktail. What's that specialty drink called? Where you squeeze the mat?
Oh, ass juice?
Yeah, the ass juice. A special on ass juice. Because that should be the drink. Because the whole thing is ridiculous. And too much hate in the world. Everybody gets back to loving each other. It'd be a better place. So anyway, that's it. That's all we've got to talk about for that. Let's move on and talk about let's talk about baseball first, if we could, because Josh is here. We've got playoffs starting tomorrow night.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. It's playoff season, folks. So, Josh, why don't we just lead off with you and talk about AL and NL wild card games.
Yes, Josh, let's.
Yes. I've been running my mouth for the last 3 months.
You and Jeffrey, I think, probably have some different opinions.
No, probably not.
I'll get them going in a second.
Tuesday, October 3rd is the first.
Tomorrow, right? Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You've been running your mouth for 3 months.
About the Yankees going to win the World Series.
You have.
I think they're going to win it. I do.
They've
but
never done that before.
Yeah, right?
Do you still like them?
I do. This is the hardest part, though. I mean, the one game playoff. I mean, anything can happen. You talk about it a lot in life. Anybody can be good once. You know, and so who knows what happens in one game. I think over a series that the Yankees get past this, it's impossible to beat them. I know everybody likes Cleveland. Cleveland's a great baseball team, but it comes down to bullpens. And like I said, they only got to get through five innings, and then you can't beat them. It's unbelievable. So
Cleveland has a pretty good bullpen, though.
Yeah, they do.
Isn't Andrew Miller healthy again?
That was the best part about their little streak of winning about 26 in a
row.
Is Andrew got to sit in the hot tub and the cold tub and get healthy.
Yeah.
That's like a beautiful thing.
And then he gets his filthy
they got pressure,
lefty
man. There's
coming
no pressure
in.
With the Yanks.
He's an ex-Yankee. He knows how to pitch to those guys.
They went to the World Series and lost. They got too much pressure on them. And the Cubs, we all know the Cubs are going to lose.
Hey!
I'm not worried about the Cubs,
but isn't it the Twins against the Yankees?
Yeah. So here's the thing: like you just said, anything could happen in one
game.
Look how inflated that line is, because the books know that all the Yankee money is going to be rolling in.
All the money's coming, and it's even better because they're just going to take run line money on the Yankees. I mean, there's only going to be a few smart people that throw money on the Twins. I mean, look at the value on it.
You either take Yankees run line or you take the Twins.
I agree
about it.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
I couldn't tell you about the total because this should be a pretty well pitched game.
How many is Santana going to give up? I think it comes down to that, right? Severino's going to give up 2-3. The bullpen's giving up zero. Unless you really think Minnesota wins, and that means Severino's giving up five, but he's going to get pulled quick if that's the case. So, I mean, you got Conley. You got all these dudes that are going to come in. Let's say he gets in trouble in the third inning. Severino. Guess who's coming in the third inning to close that inning? You're going to get David Robertson or somebody like that. So they're going to shut it down.
Before the bleeding goes on.
Oh, for sure. So, I mean, it's really tough to be. And then I don't have to worry about it because I still have three other closers in the bullpen. You see what I'm saying?
So how do you feel about it? You comfortable with Chapman?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unless he's playing Boston?
Former Cub.
I think he can't wait to play Boston. No, I think he's fine. I think all of them are just fine. I mean, last year helped a lot. I think the failing this year was his biggest step forward.
One thing I like about the Yankees, and I don't like the Yankees, but what I like about their lineup is it's packed. It's got a nice, diverse group of, obviously, power hitters like Mr. Judge.
I might not like certain teams, but I'm not like a Yankee fan. I'm not a rooter. I played for him. It doesn't matter.
I speak unbiasedly when I talk baseball. So
you had one season with the Yanks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one
season. One season. Their opening season in 2009, and he got a ring.
Where is that? You were in the ring?
It worked out.
Did you wear the ring for us?
No, I have not.
You hocked it?
It's no. It's hiding in the safe.
You don't hawk that, man.
I was offered a lot twice.
I bet.
World Series championship ring from the Yankees.
Now,
and you don't wear it?
Offensively.
No. I'd have it around my neck. I'd have it like neon coming off of it.
Yeah, that's how you get rolled in the parking lot.
That's right.
Offensively, can Minnesota put runs on the board?
Dude, yeah, for sure.
Right?
You always look at their lineup, or you think Twins, and you're like, who are these guys?
And then you look at the lineup.
They're never on TV. Like, we don't ever get them. Nobody's going to want to watch them on Sunday Night Baseball, so we don't see
them. That's my point.
The team's awesome.
They really are
a good team. And look at Santana's numbers. They're not, I mean, they're really good as well. This team's no slouch, man.
Carlos
they're here
is great.
For a reason.
No, I totally agree with you, which is why plus 220, there's a lot of value there.
Yeah, but the books know what they're doing with that.
No, they don't. They're trying to scare people away from betting the Yankees. That's all.
I'm going to scare everybody into our commercial break. Taking our first commercial break, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM.
Yeah.
with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. A little bit of Tom Petty. I'm passing him Tom Petty. I think it was like 66 years old.
Correct.
Had a grabber in the middle of the night, and that's it for Mr. Petty.
Wait, what'd you just say?
A grabber.
He had a grabber in the middle of the night?
A grabber. Heart attack. He had a grabber. You never heard it called a grabber?
No.
You need to read more crime stories to understand. Yeah. He had a grabber. He had a heart attack.
In Boston, we say he took a heart attack.
A heart attack. He's a wicked pisser.
Yeah.
Did you watch Ray Donovan last night?
Parts of it.
They finally showed Abby dying. Jesus.
Yeah. Why?
Talk about time.
Why do you got to blow it for the listeners, man?
Well, they know if they've been watching
you
the show
doing
that she's
too.
Dead.
You just love doing that.
Shout out again to our sponsor, Bud Light.
Yes.
So if you're drinking, there's all kinds of Bud Light specials all over town tonight for Monday Night Football.
And no better place to watch it than at the Westgate.
Well, there's all kinds of places to watch it. The Westgate happens to be where I watch it.
Well, it's considered the best sports book in town.
It is certainly.
They've done
the
a great job
sports.
in revamping it with those beautiful TVs.
Monitors are incredible. They spent $10 million on the monitors. Thursday night, we're going to do the pregame over at the Gold Spike. We invite you to join us for the pregame broadcast and also halftime. We've got T-shirts and hats and drink specials and Bud
Downtown
Light.
On Las Vegas Boulevard?
Yeah. And Ogden.
Ogden and the Boulevard.
Coming from Chicago, you know, Ogden's a very famous street in Chicago as well. Again, the Las Vegas Fund, Las Vegas Victims Fund at GoFundMe, Las Vegas Victims Fund is available at any of the Lotus websites. You can go to Lotus.com or NBC SportsRadio.com or ESPN and you'll find the Lotus account. Over $1 million has been raised already in less than 24 hours. So we invite you to do that. And joining us again, former Major League Baseball pitcher Josh Towers. Let's talk about the National League wild card game on Wednesday night. Is it night? October 4th. They're playing a day during the day at night. 5:05.
It's 5 o'clock here.
A 5 o'clock start.
Correct.
Jeffrey with a G, would you like to start that little ramble off?
Well, you know what? I loved Colorado during most of the season. They have not played
Rocky
very
Mountain
well.
High, Colorado.
I can wait. I didn't love the way they played down the stretch. Certainly pitching is an issue for them. They have a very tough challenge here going into Arizona, going against Greinke, obviously, who has postseason experience. I can't see Arizona losing this game. Their lineup is tough. I'm going to take Arizona to go on.
Yeah, I don't.
From this game.
I hear you. I mean, the other game, the Yankee game we talked about, I mean, you really can't flip a coin on that one, I think. But no, this one, Greinke doesn't lose at home.
Nope.
He hasn't lost at home. The Rockies, like you said, they haven't really played their best baseball down the stretch. They had a tremendous year. I mean, how many rookies did they have step up on the mound and starting staff and do as well as they did? It's pretty amazing. But the Diamondbacks are real. I mean, they're overlooked because the Dodgers were so exceptional. But this is a real baseball team that can flat out hit. And then you got one of the best pitchers that we've ever seen on the mound. The line's pretty good too, right?
That's what I was going to say to you. I mean, I like Arizona in this game a lot more than I would the Yankees or the Twins, and yet they're 50 cents cheaper.
A lot cheaper. Yeah. I would not.
Even run line.
I don't even, like, not even part of me says that I could lay money on the Rockies.
Well, here's the thing. Some of their veterans, guys like, Carlos Gonzalez had a terrible year. Obviously, Blackman and Arenado raked.
That kid Blackman, Charlie Blackman's the real deal.
He's unbelievable.
The real deal.
And
I can't wait to see Nolan somewhere else. I want to see, he can play some defense. I want to see who he is somewhere else.
Hits in another park?
Yeah, for 81 games.
Yeah, listen, will he put up those kinds of inflated Colorado numbers? Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe, right? I don't
but
know.
But I'll tell you what, Goldschmidt's for real. That guy rakes.
Oh, Jake Lamb, too. I'm a big
and
fan.
And Jake Lamb.
And then you add J.D. Martinez. The lineup's
what
really,
a great pickup
really
from them, huh? From
through.
Detroit?
The best pickup, in my opinion, outside of pitching in the entire, trade deadline era.
I agree. That definitely bolstered that lineup and protected a lot of players in the lineup.
Yeah. Once again, one game series, right?
Yeah. Winner goes on to play the Dodgers.
Right. So, I mean, anything can happen. You get these starters in trouble and you get that bullpen early. You make the pitch count go up. You never know what's going to happen. But I definitely like the Diamondbacks. There's no question about it.
Here's an interesting question. We know that Boston's playing Houston starting on Thursday. What's your take on that series in Houston? And don't let your feelings cloud your judgment, Josh. don't let your feelings cloud your judgment, Josh.
Yeah, I better be PC here.
Come on.
Oh, I mean,
I know you want to see Boston lose. We know that.
I don't care. I really
yes,
don't care.
You do.
Other than Altuve better be the MVP. I mean, it shouldn't even be up for discussion. I don't care what Aaron Judge or anybody else did. Altuve he should be the MVP. You should give him the decade MVP. I mean,
decade.
What the guy's done the last 4 years, I know that that's, is this a 1 year?
First player ever to have four consecutive 200 hit seasons?
Yeah, maybe Jerome, maybe Pete Rose. I don't know. I mean, there's some good hitters out there, Wade, but
Quinn?
This kid's unbelievable. And he's still hitting doubles. He's still hitting home runs.
I know.
He's still doing amazing things.
He added the power to his swing this year.
And he's the only, I'm going to say only, he's one of the only pure hitters in the actual game of baseball. I mean, hit 350, which is impossible. Hit four straight 200-hit seasons.
Hit 500 for the month of July, which we haven't seen in 60, 70 years.
It's not even, I mean, we're over here talking about a guy who hit 280 because he hit 50 home runs. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. So,
still pretty impressive for a rookie.
Very impressive.
To do what he did.
Yeah,
and he actually plays decent right field. He plays defense.
Well, I think that's why you see a lot of offense. It's better because when they take pride in their defense, then you actually have fun doing both sides.
100%.
And Aaron Judge likes to play defense.
He does, and you can tell. And he lays out for balls, and I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
he has a lot of respect.
As big as he is, I mean, the kid moves.
Yeah, but a fun series. I mean, Houston has been a great team. There's still guys that we're learning, and they're still stars. I had a friend the other day, true story. He said, "Who's Altuve?" I said, "You don't watch baseball?" He goes, "Yeah." He knew Aaron Judge was, of course.
Everyone does.
He didn't know who Altuve was. I said, "You got to be kidding me. This is what's wrong with sports."
100%.
He's not 6'6", and he doesn't hit 50 home runs.
As they say in the movies.
We don't know who this kid is?
Chicks dig the long ball, bro.
Yeah, I guess he's only
chicks
hitting
dig the long
half
ball.
As many.
Yeah.
So far, that's the phrase that pays. Be the 13th caller. And win a year's supply of Turtle Wax. That's Turtle Wax for the life and luster of your car.
What would
you do for a Klondike bar?
In addition to not knowing Altuve by name, how about you tell everyone how big he is?
That's right. I mean, that's why, right? He's 5'7".
He's like smaller than Tony Gwynn. Like he's tiny.
He's 5'7". He gets no love, man. And we talk about it once again. I mean, his number. He's never struck out over 100 times. He said four straight 200 hits.
Right. Judge broke the record for strikeouts this year, correct?
Right. So we let's factor in those things too.
I agree.
Put the ball in play.
What was your pitch?
Strikes. I really didn't have anything overpowering. I could throw strikes, yeah.
Did it make any difference in fastball or curveball?
No, I can throw. I threw too many strikes.
A bunch of different
too
pitches,
many strikes.
Though, right?
Yeah, I can close my eyes and probably throw it over the plate. The problem is I did it enough to where you guys knew, so you just turned it over. He's never gonna throw in. Let's just sit on one and swing as hard as
and
we
wait.
Can. Yeah, you're gonna get it. Don't worry about it.
Any other baseball stuff you guys want to talk about? You want to talk a little bit about football yesterday?
We'll finish up with baseball. Houston,
yeah, because
and
we didn't
Red
get
Sox.
Enough. We didn't get enough Red Sox talk in.
I'm waiting
we
for you.
We never do as far as Jeffrey with the G's concerned.
Red Sox Houston. How does the series go? It's a 5-game series, right?
I hope it goes 5. I think both these teams are really good.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of what Houston's been doing. I thought Boston would fade at some point, and they never did. And they have a back end bullpen that we talk about that is very important in these situations,
especially in the postseason.
Who's going to step up? I mean, are we really trusting a rookie batting third? Like, what's Boston going to do? Is
Who's
it going to be their starting
game
pitching?
One for Houston? Keuchel?
Well, they got options now, right? They got five starters they can throw at you, so it really
But I'm saying,
matter.
Who's going against Sale at home in game one? Because that game one's going to be huge for Boston.
Who pitches? So who doesn't Boston face? I mean, are they not good against lefties, not good against righties? Let's pick one, because you got two options here.
Yeah, I know. We hit pretty well.
Who's on first?
But here's the thing. You're not going to give up that game. So you're still going to go and approach where you're trying to win. So you still have all these other guys. You have Verlander and whoever else you want to pitch next. So
although you're not
conceding one game.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about my cut?
By the way, you want to talk about a great pickup. Verlander to Houston? Unreal.
Well, you got a guy that wanted to play, too. That doesn't always work out, but he actually, like,
he wanted to play. He wants to win. He wants to win now.
Nationals, as long as Bryce got enough at-bats to be ready to rock. You know, I would like to see Bryce come back about 2 weeks to go, not 3 days.
So, what do you think about my Cubbies?
Nationals.
That's not what I want
You know
hear.
Me, man. I don't
That's
like the Cubs.
I
can't
hear.
Stand
That's
them.
That's not what
I can't
what
stand
I
them. They're playing great baseball. That's the other thing. They're actually
the Nationals.
The
Cubbies?
Nationals have been playing like subpar. The Cubs have been playing awesome.
They've been
so
playing
that's the thing
better.
That you got to worry about as well.
Houston still hasn't announced game one pitcher. By the way, it's a day game. It's a 1 o'clock game.
Pitch Peacock or something.
Red Sox will pitch,
play
game
tickets.
One during the day, and then you can watch the Patriots that night. That's a great day for Boston fans.
That's Thursday, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Where we're going to be at the Gold Spike.
TV's everywhere.
We are. We are.
Doing the pregame broadcast, giving away T-shirts and books. And
so assuming Washington beats the Cubs, what happens in the Arizona Dodgers series?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Arizona whoops them.
Wow.
Arizona whoops them.
Wow. So we're looking at an Arizona Nationals NLCS?
Yeah, and then one of those two are going to face the Yankees in the World Series.
The Yankees are going to go on and beat Cleveland in seven games?
Whoop Cleveland, too.
Whoop Cleveland.
Whoop them. So a whole bunch of whooping.
See,
going
when
on.
You make that face, I know that you're whoop me up face.
It's a whooping face.
Oh, yeah. That's just he's just saying whatever right now.
Anyway, we're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop
here on
NBC.
Air.
I'm talking. We're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side,
Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM and on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. Shout out to our sponsor Bud Light over at the Westgate. If you're going to be around tonight, want to watch Monday Night Football, we're going to be there. If you want to say hi, buy us a drink, buy us a Bud Light, buy us a bucket of Bud Light. If you're looking to do something good for the community, we invite you to go to any of the Lotus Broadcasting websites and go to the GoFundMe account. It's Las Vegas Victims Fund. Over $1 million already been raised by Lotus Stations. And I'm going to read a little bit of a chapter from my friend P. Moss's book, Vegas Tabloid, just to give you a little taste about what a detective story should sound like. Now, I'm a big fan because I love the Raymond Chandler and the Dashiell Hammett and all the old. But listen to this. This is about the fabulous Jimmy Dot Theater. Quote, "Let's hear it for a great bunch of broads," yelled the ringmaster as he made a grand gesture toward three old ladies in orange unitards and orange beehive wigs sleeping in wheelchairs stage right. "The Jimmy Dot Dancers!" The crowd roared its approval as the dancers came alive and spun tight circles around a 600-pound bearded lady in a teeny bikini who stuffed her face with chili dogs while Sparkle wrapped her flab with a string of firecrackers. "And a big hand for Swanky LaBeef and his orchestra," yelled Dot, as the spotlight hit a sweaty, fat-faced man in a ruffled orange tuxedo shirt, holding a cassette tape player. "Play us out, Swank." I just love the way you write, man.
Thank you.
I just love it. You know, it's so reminiscent of that Bogart kind of film noir kind of. Would you invite me to your book reading so I could read more?
Please don't.
I love it. Do you do that? Do you go to book readings and do this?
I don't do book readings and have you read.
Yeah, we can do that.
But I am having a book launch party on Friday night. 7 o'clock at the Writer's Block, 1020 East Fremont downtown.
That address again is 1020 East Fremont. What time?
Oh, you mean 1020 East Fremont?
Yeah,
the Writer's Block. Friday downtown and 7 o'clock. And you're welcome to come. And I'll tell you can read, but when you get there, I won't let you.
You won't what?
I won't let you.
You won't let me read?
No.
Oh, good.
That's okay, right?
But didn't I do a good read?
You did great.
No, I don't have to work. No, I'm fine not working.
Did Bogart really do stuff like you just described in
the
circus?
Big Sleep and, in fact, the
there was a circus like that in The Big Sleep? I must have missed that.
You were sleeping.
I was sleeping, yes. I would have loved to see that.
Was it Raymond Chandler?
It was Raymond Chandler, yes.
For those gumshoe fans. But anyway, let's talk about you, aside from the, I hate to ask this question.
You'll ask it anyway.
I will. Yeah. What was your inspiration to write? How many books have you written so far?
This is the fourth.
Is this the same character?
No. No.
So Jimmy Dot is new.
Jimmy Dot is new. There are a few characters that make the leap from book to book, but Jimmy Dot is new. Yeah, I have these crazy characters dancing around in my head, and I needed to find a story that to fit them into, and I did, and they're just Jimmy Dot's he's a con man, he's a wise ass con man, and he had a small troop of criminal performers, and they accidentally found themselves as the most popular act on the Las Vegas Strip. And moving fast forwarding a little bit through the story, they had to save the world. I'll leave it up to you to wonder if they did or not.
Well, I love the characters, and it's almost cartoon-like in reading it. except for the one character that I told you, I came across the name. I was like, I know her. And that would be Jen O'Side.
Right. Yeah, Jen's a real girl. She's a her business card says professional weirdo. And she is. She's a sideshow performer and sideshow freak, and she knows absolutely everyone. And she's a great friend. And I told her once, we were talking once a long time ago, and I said, I got this idea. I've got this guy, Jimmy Dodd, and he's, Jen O'Side's very tall. And Jimmy Dodd's small. He looks like Gunther Tootie, if anybody remembers Car 54.
Car 54, where are you?
That's the one. And I go, I'm thinking maybe putting them together because they're just such a misfit. They'd be perfect. And she goes, yeah, Jimmy and Jenny Dodd. And so I wrote the book, and about 6 months ago, I go, yeah, remember when we were talking about that Jimmy and Jenny Dodd? She goes, yeah. She goes, are you ever going to write that? I go, I did write that. She goes, oh, my God. And so anyway, here we are.
Well,
she's the only real person.
Is she going to be there on Friday? Are you going to be invited her?
No, I think she's in Thailand. She's on a world tour.
Oh.
For the last 3 years. In fact, when my band was in Japan last month or
yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, let's talk about Japan a little bit.
And she came over and tour managed us for 2 weeks in Japan.
What's the name of your band again?
Bloodcocks UK.
Bloodcocks UK. And you've only played in Japan.
Well, no, we played in England. We're the only American band never to play in America. Which is a badge of honor we embrace.
See, that's the part of your character that I enjoy the most.
Well, we've toured Japan 5 times. They love us there. You got to go where they love you.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I'm proof of that, but we try our...
You're proof of a lot of things.
We try our darndest to do. So Frankie's Tiki Room and the Double Down.
Yes, those are mine.
Those are your places, your fine establishments, mm-hmm. both unique in their own way.
And I will tell you that if you want to watch Monday Night Football, I mean, yeah, you can go to the Westgate. It's a great book. They got big screens. But where else are you going to watch Monday Night Football on 4 beautiful 19-inch screens.
Black and white?
No, they're not black. Well, one
with
of them is because it's broken.
You jackass.
Try to replace those. You can't. Go on eBay and try and find a 19-inch TV somewhere.
Is that at the Double Down?
Yes,
or Frankie's Tiki Room?
No, Frankie's is beautiful.
Does Double Frankie's have sports on as well?
If you want to watch, yeah, Frankie's will have a game like that. Frankie's will have it on.
All right. So you've got those two places. You've got the band and... I'm going to guess you're going to keep writing because that's what writers do.
That is what writers do.
Have any of your books been optioned to go into production as a movie or series?
These books have not. In the past, I did work as a screenwriter for a time, and I've had scripts optioned, which is usually a frustrating experience. But no, not the
I call it screenplay and turnaround.
But I tell you, this one, the way it's written, would make a great movie with the interesting characters that are involved.
The characters are really fun, and that's what makes it a really fun read. I love it. And I wish your band would play here locally. I saw a band at Double Down that I really liked.
Yeah, who's that?
Franks and Dean.
Franks and Dean's are great. They're absolutely great. Yeah,
it was like a power trio doing Rat Pack songs.
Well, they do punk rock covers of Rat Pack songs and. They're just excellent musicians, and it's an excellent show. So anytime they're playing anywhere, you have a chance to catch Franks and Dean's, do it.
Now, I asked you during the break if you were a football fan, and you said you are. So I have to ask you who your team is, if you have a favorite team or just a fan general.
I don't have a team. You know, I bet sports, so I don't have a favorite team. I do like the Yankees, but, you know, you
Sorry
never bet against
that.
Them. You know, you can't because, you know, you feel like an idiot if you lose. But no, I don't have a favorite team. I just bet what makes sense.
What's your betting strategy? Do you have a betting strategy?
Don't lose.
That's all of our betting strategy. You know, do parlays or just bet the teams?
No, I just bet the teams straight. There are several statistical factors that I use in, you know, my formula for seeing if something's a play. And basically, you start off by liking something, and then you do the work. And you start crossing teams off your list. You go, oh, that's why this is not a bad play. That's why this is not a good play. And what you have left is what you bet. Tonight's that's the Redskins.
That's as good a method as anybody else, really.
Why the Redskins? I don't get it.
He just told you. It comes down to the numbers.
Tell us again. You know, we're busy.
No,
we've got a lot
there.
On our mind today.
It comes down to the numbers.
Okay, well, so the numbers, tonight's game is a 7-point
Josh
game.
Jumps in like,
but the problem is it's not always a number. You can't just go by numbers.
No,
you,
absolutely
because
not.
If you do, you'll lose your ass like, immediately.
Correct.
But the intangibles are what's hard. You go, okay, this makes perfect sense on paper, but. And Kansas City, yeah, they're 3-0 and they played great, but they're still Kansas City. They're still the team. You can go back to Marty Schottenheimer. They're still a team that's always been good, but they always play not to lose. Somehow they've looked really good the last 3 weeks, but it comes down to they play not to lose, which always lets the other team hang around till the end. And getting 7 points with a Washington team that can score a lot of points, I think it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
Plus seven. Do you ever bet the over and under?
Sometimes.
49, what do you think of that point?
I leave it alone.
Looks kind of high.
So
gentlemen, what do you think?
I think it's too high as well.
Said, I look kind of high. I wish.
I'm leaning towards Kansas City in this game just for a number of reasons. The Redskins played their best game I've ever seen them play last week in beating Oakland.
That's true. That's true.
It was either Sunday or Monday night. Yeah. But now we're starting to see that maybe Oakland isn't as really good as we thought they were. I mean, they looked terrible yesterday, granted, in Denver against a great defense. But I've been impressed with Kansas City so far this season. They've beat three really solid teams other than the Chargers. But they did a number on Philly. They did a number on New England. We know now that New England's defense is terrible. In this particular series matchup, Kansas City has won and covered 6 straight games. And they tend to dominate at Arrowhead, which is a very difficult place for opposing teams to play. And Josh Norman is questionable tonight, so that could leave that secondary wide open for Alex Smith.
Anybody named Josh?
They got nobody for him to cover anyways. I mean, who is he really going to line up against? Is he going to follow Tyreek Hill around? They don't have a true
Tyreek Hill,
one.
Probably. You he's a saying? Speedster
not,
out there.
Yeah, he's not going to be on Kelce, so he's kind of like limited to who's on his side anyways, yeah. And they're so good at moving things around.
And then you got this kid coming out of the backfield who's been a stud, Hunt.
Yeah, he's been a real deal.
He's been unreal.
If you had to take the over and under, what would you take?
Under.
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 Under. That's close to 50. Do you want to talk about any of the games yesterday, Jeffrey with a G?
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, we had a full schedule yesterday. We had some unusual outcomes. It's not often you see Atlanta and New England all lose on the same day.
How about the people that they lost, Atlanta? Oh, I mean, yeah, Jones is out. Sanu's out. I mean, they got beat up quickly.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't sleep on this Buffalo team. That defense is for real. I told you to take them +8 against Atlanta. They crushed. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at this week's games. I'm telling you right now, how is Cincinnati a 3-point favorite over Buffalo? Someone explain that to me.
Because it's the NFL. I mean, week to week, you see what happens. It's crazy how...
I've watched this Buffalo team now dominate Denver in Buffalo and then go on the road to Atlanta, which you know is a tough place to play.
And then go into Carolina and just get slapped around. I mean, there's both sides of it, right? I mean, what they do in Carolina, score 0?
Did they get shut out? That was what, week
like
one?
6-0 or something.
Is that week one?
No. Two weeks ago, was it?
It had to be week one because the last 2 weeks they've played Atlanta and won, and Denver they won.
Did you think the Seahawks were going to cover those 13 points?
No.
No, but I told you I had the over. That was an easy bet. 42?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I was all over that.
I think you got to like all those numbers when they get around 40. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. But
again, we're going to invite you Thursday night. We've got Jeffrey's New England Patriots against the Buccaneers in beautiful Tampa Bay. We're going to be at the Gold Spike. You're invited to come down for the broadcast for the preseason and for halftime. Tampa Bay's getting 5.5. Is that all they're getting, really?
Okay. What do you mean, is that all they're getting?
54 points on the over and under. That's a lot of points on the board.
Have you seen the last two New England games? They can't stop anybody.
Yeah, well.
Houston put up 30. Three, wow. Five, whatever on them.
I'm liking Houston lately.
Carolina, who couldn't score at all, put up 33 yesterday.
That's the problem, yeah. They couldn't score at all.
At all. And now they go to 33 on New England in Foxborough.
We're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. So anyway, if you're looking to contribute to our community, you can certainly go to any of the Lotus Broadcasting sites and go to the GoFundMe account. It's Las Vegas Victims Fund. They've raised over $1 million in 24 hours. We encourage you to do that. And again, Thursday night, we're going to be at the Gold Spike. Come on down for the pregame broadcast with me and Jeffrey and Najee and our usual cast of characters. And we've got a segment called Ladies Locker Room with Stephanie Scott, Tanya Brennan. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's also Ladies Night. Oh, what a night.
Which is great because right after the game at 9 o'clock, ladies drink champagne for free.
And a great, great food, great casual stadium food, casual dining, I think we call it.
Get the garbage plate.
I don't know about the garbage plate. I like the pulled pork. because John says, John, like, not like my joke, I like to pull my pork. Hey.
Jackass.
Thursday night Patriots, Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. What do they wear underneath their Buccaneers hats? They're Buccaneers. Home dogs getting 5.5 points. Look at the over and under on that. 54 points must.
It's actually higher now.
It's an under game.
Yeah, I would say so, huh?
Yeah.
Jeffrey with a G.
I can't bet under on this game. No way, no how. We know that Tom Brady and company could put up points, and they can't stop anybody. Having given up over 30 points to both Houston and Carolina the last 2 weeks, we saw what Kansas City did to them in week one. I wouldn't take the under in this game by any means. And I'll take Tampa Bay at home, plus 5.5.
Yeah, you're going to take Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Well, you've been betting against your Patriots so far.
I told you, 3 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
Well, look at the lines, man. They were 13-point favorites against Houston. Ridiculous. Yeah. 10 points yesterday. It's too many points. It's like, listen, I compare the Patriots to the Yankees when it comes to betting. The books know that people are going to come in and put money on those teams. Those lines are inflated. They're not where they should be.
Like the Raiders. Josh, what do you think?
Like Dallas. To me, I don't know if I can even stomach betting the under. I think I'd be too nervous the whole time. To me, I'd either bet the over, I'd stay away.
I hate betting the under because you're rooting for them not to score.
Which I'm okay with. I mean, you're winning until you lose, so I'm okay with that. But these two teams can flat out.
It's always that way.
They can flat out. No, I mean, not if you're laying seven, right?
Right. Correct.
They don't ever score. So, I mean, these two teams can score. And like you said, New England, we're supposed to have a good defense, but they seem to not.
Yeah, they're not playing defense Patriots at all. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop anything.
Moss is taking the Patriots. Jeffrey with a G, what games do you... this is like the worst slate of games that I've seen all season so far.
Why do you say that?
I just don't like the lineups.
Well, the early games are not great, although the best game early in the day is probably going to be Arizona and Philadelphia. That's a really good game. In the afternoon, though, you have a slew of great games. I think Seattle at the Rams. Don't sleep on the Rams, man. This team's for real. Yeah. That Sammy Watkins pickup was nice.
You're really going to take the Rams?
How well he's playing?
Yeah.
You're going to take the Rams in that game?
Yeah. I don't believe in Seattle on the road this year. They just don't have it.
Well, I think now it's no secret anymore that Seattle can't beat the Rams anyways.
Correct.
So, I mean, I think that's why all of a sudden these guys are favored, but they've been playing well this year.
And please tell me why Carroll isn't using Jimmy Graham more. It's the ultimate weapon for Russell Wilson.
He ain't using anybody.
Well, Dougie Baldwin is a security blanket, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Something's wrong with that team.
Chargers, Giants, I don't care about. Buffalo Bills.
Whoa. Chargers, Giants is a great game.
Yeah?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the Chargers can't beat anybody. Take the Giants.
Can the Giants?
No. Are they 0-4 also?
Really?
This is a battle of 0-4s?
I think that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Right. When's the last time we had two teams 0-4?
All right. Bills against the Bengals. Bengals looked good yesterday, -3. Buffalo's looking good as well.
That's one of my strong plays of the week. I'll take Buffalo +3 all day long there.
Yeah.
I can't buy into Andy Dalton.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Or Marvin Lewis. Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you think it's a trap game?
I like Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I think there's a few.
Home of the WEC, and if you're looking for a good beef on WEC, you go to Town Center Lounge. Jets and Browns, does it get any worse than this?
No. Although, kudos to the Jets. People were talking about them going 0-16. Well, guess what, folks? They have the same record as the Patriots right now, 2-2.
And the Bears, 1-3.
Well, good news for the Bears, though. It's going to be Mitch Trubisky under center on Monday night. Already announced.
Good.
Why is that good?
Why is it good?
Yeah.
Because you certainly don't want to watch Glennon anymore. You think it's too soon to throw him in there?
You're not going anywhere this year. Why put him in the fire with a team that's not that good? I think you let Glennon play out this year. I think you let him hold a clipbook and give him the Jared Goff
treatment. Know how advanced he is in his development to make that statement, but we've seen young guys. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, who's playing unbelievable right now.
You like Cardinals and Eagles game?
I think that he's got a good football team around him.
He's got a great O-line.
We only got a couple of minutes left
here.
Jeffrey with a G, make your pick. Give us a four pick.
A four pick?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Tampa.
Yeah. I'm going to take, let me see here. Oh, Detroit should do a number on Carolina at home. And,
oof. You say Carolina?
No,
I'm going to take Detroit over Carolina.
Oh, Detroit.
Detroit should be 4-0 right now, but they played great in Minnesota yesterday. And I'm going to take, this is going to be a tough one, I'm going to take Houston at home against Kansas City next week, +1.
Josh, got a four pick?
Yeah, Bengals, Niners, Rams, Raiders.
Bengals, Niners.
Rams.
Rams.
Raiders.
Raiders. Moss.
Buffalo.
Buff.
Pittsburgh.
Pitt.
San Francisco. And Seattle.
Okay.
And when do I get paid?
Can you get your hand off the mic, buddy?
I want to thank Josh Towers for joining us today.
What?
Get your hands off there. We can hear
it. It's floating around. It's going.
You're floating around.
I'm floating around. Pete Moss, author of Vegas Tabloid, book signing reading on Friday.
Friday, 7 o'clock at the Writer's Block, downtown, 1020 East Fremont. Thank you.
It's called the Writer's Block?
Thanks for showing up. Cool. Yeah. Double Down. And Frankie's Tiki Room and a band called
Blood-Sucking Cockers. Yes, sir.
And don't forget to come see us at the Gold Spike every Thursday at 4:30 for Thursday Night Football, where Jonathan and I will be hosting.
Stay strong, everybody. Eat well. Party hard. If you see us out, buy us a cocktail.
Tell me why I don't like